Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I'll read from the Old Testament book of Joshua, one of my favorite books, one of my favorite characters, beginning in chapter 1, beginning at verse 1, a few verses after that. After the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. He said, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land I am giving them. I promise you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set foot, you will be on land I have given you. No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, for I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do." And then he closed in verse 9 with this: "This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Well, we've all got a lot going on in our lives. And then, in addition to that, there's all the uncertainty in the world around us, which we don't seem to have a whole lot of control over. Not sure anybody does. We know the sun is still shining, though, even though there are times when it's hard to see. Things feel a bit out of control, and the sunlight of hope that we always reach for seems too often to be overcome with dark clouds, those ever-present dark clouds of worry and doubt, fear, and growing uncertainty that seem to be just around the corner ahead. Some of you may remember the Pogo cartoon strip written by Walt Kelly. It's no longer in the newspapers, but Pogo was a possum and the main character in the Pogo strip. And he shared this approach to dealing with whatever he faced in life when he said, "There is no problem so huge, so widespread, and so difficult to solve that it cannot be run away from." Bingo. I know we've all felt that way before. There have been times in my life where Pogo's cure for some of the problems seemed like the right one. Just run as fast and as far as I could, give up and throw in the towel. But what I learned through the years was that in those moments that I faced like that, where I might have felt that way, God was always there, reaching down and shining a light of hope for me. That's where Joshua was in the passage that we read. We have no idea what that morning was like over 3,000 years ago as Joshua stood there on the banks of the Jordan River. Maybe it was sunny. Maybe it was raining. Moses, the great servant of the Lord, had just died. And Joshua has been selected by God to succeed Moses and lead the Israelites forward into the promised land. There he stood on the banks of the Jordan River, feeling the weight on his shoulders of over 2 million Israelites waiting and watching behind him to lead them across that raging river. And so even if the sun was shining, I'll bet Joshua felt like he had a little gray cloud, or maybe a big gray cloud labeled doubt, worry, anxiety, uncertainty, and fear hanging directly over his head. And I'll bet if we look closely between the lines of the scripture that we just read, we can see Joshua's knees knocking, feel his pulse racing, and see the sweat begin to pool up on the ground beneath him as he wrings his hands from the doubt, the worry, anxiety, and fear, all adding to the uncertainty that he was probably feeling, realizing the position God was calling him to. Listen closely, and you can probably hear him nervously muttering, me, Lord, I'm so inadequate. Surely there is someone else more capable of leading your people across the Jordan River. And what's on the other side anyway? Lord, are you sure it's me?" My friends, I can identify with Joshua. Always have been able to. I've been there, facing a face full of uncertainty, criticism, a bag full of doubt slung over my shoulder. I wonder how many of you can identify also with him and have felt as Joshua did on that day so long ago, facing something you know you should do, and yet you wonder whether you can. Doubt sets in. It never fails. You're prepared, yet you begin to wonder if this is the right time after all. You know you can do it. You know it's time, but then the subtle enemy of your faith slips in, doubt, and you question yourself. Yeah, but I may fall short. I may fail. I'll look foolish. Maybe it's not the right time. Doubt. Its timing is always the same. Right at that moment, when we need to move forward in faith, there it is. It rears its ugly head to try and rob us of that faith in ourselves to do with God whatever is before us and which he has prepared us to do. You can count me among those who have allowed doubt to creep in too many times in my life. It happens all too often to all of us. And that's what happens. Did you notice the word I used? Allow. We allow doubt to creep in, but we can't let that happen. One of my favorite golfers on the PGA Tour is Jordan Spieth, both as a golfer and as a person. He's 28 years old and has won numerous tournaments already, including three majors, the Masters, the U.S. Open, and the British Open. Yet he is often self-admittedly consumed with doubt about the next shot, about his ability going into a tournament, or being able to execute a particular shot, which his caddy Michael Greller suggests that he can do and should do. We've all been where Jordan Spieth has been, maybe not at that level of shot making in golf, but we've all been there, standing there, facing what is before us, uncertain, doubting our ability to even take one step forward, let alone swing a club and hit a shot that's before us. And we've all been where Joshua was that day. And his story in that moment 3,000 years ago is as relevant today for us as it was true for him back then. We've been there, and we'll probably find ourselves there again, facing a river deep and wide with currents stronger than our shaking legs or racing pulse can manage that we know we have to cross in this journey, to move toward all that God created us to be. And we are uncertain if we can do it. But here's the good news, and here's the rest of that story. Here's the promise to remember when we face another Jordan River in our lives and doubt begins its ugly creep into our faith. Listen to verse 9 again from the passage that we read. This is my command, the Lord says. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. There it is. Did you hear it? I didn't make it up. It's in the scripture we read. As God did for Joshua, he will do for us. God will go with you as you cross your Jordan rivers into all he has planned for your todays and tomorrows. He has changed our uncertainty into his certainty. As he led and went across the Jordan River with Joshua and the Israelites and stayed with them in the promised land, he will do for us as we face and cross our Jordan rivers into new opportunities before us. That's always the rest of any story of our lives. God is there. And because of that, we can be strong and courageous in his power and in his presence in every moment of our lives. Will it necessarily be easy? Maybe not. Will it require staying close to him and following his direction? Absolutely. Will the currents take you or me to a place on the other side that we didn't intend to go? Maybe. But will God be with you and me wherever we end up? You can bet your life on it, and me too. What Jordan rivers are you facing today? A family illness? Cancer has hit? A career change or disappointment? Maybe a mistake, a bad decision, which you now have to walk back to a new starting place in your life where God can continue to mold you into all he created you to be. Perhaps a relationship is over and sadness hits. Your children are struggling with something in their lives and you're not sure how to help them. Perhaps there's something you need to change, a bad habit or a priority, or maybe you need to finally let go of the guilt of something from long ago. God has already forgiven you and is waiting for you to move on with him today. And today is that day to do it. Or maybe there's something you know that you should have done a long time ago, and instead you've been sitting on the bank of your Jordan River for too long, just dangling your feet in the rushing waters, afraid you may fail if you try. It just may be time to jump in and make a mad dash for the other side. So, what Jordan River are you facing today, my friends? With uncertainty looming before you, whatever it is, remember this empowering promise from the one who created you and loves you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That's the good news. And that's the rest of whatever story you're in the midst of right now or may be in sometime in the future. That's the promise as you face whatever Jordan River is before you. God is with you. What else do you need? What else do you need to get moving? The answer to that is nothing. God's got you. And so when we face another Jordan River in our lives and doubt begins its ugly creep into our faith, and it will, and we may want to run, quit, or throw in the towel, as Pogo suggests, remember, God is with you and will go with you, ahead of you, as you cross your Jordan River into all he has planned for your tomorrows. Believe it. Embrace it. Go with him. Every day into your future. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you. Thank you for the reminder of Joshua. We can identify, Lord. We can identify with him standing there on the banks of the Jordan River, shaken, saying, sure, are you sure, Lord? You want me to do this? Thank you, Lord. With you. I don't have to do it myself, but with you, we can do it. So thank you for that reminder. Thank you, Lord, for the reminder every day that we never go alone, that you're always there, ready to go forward with us as we face doubt and uncertainty, ready to change our uncertainty into your certainty for our lives. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for all that you continue to do. Thank you for those days ahead that we'll face. Where we're reminded like Joshua standing there, or like Jordan Spieth, I can't do it, realizing that we can with you and in your power. So thank you for that, Lord. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. Looking forward, Lord, to going forward with you into our days ahead, moving past our uncertainty into your certainty for our lives. Thanks for loving us. In your son's precious, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.